Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algy, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy.
Hey folks, this week is episode number 318 of the Ages of Rock podcast, and for a change, we don't have a guest this week, so we're just going to have us a little rock puri episode and talk about what the hell we've been doing the last couple of months, because we really ain't had time to chat between the three of us at all.
Actually, and it's all three of us.
Yes.
And some of you guys have been really busy, and some of us haven't done a damn thing.
Well,
We will find out by the end who's not done anything.
I'm pretty sure you just outed yourself.
Alan's got a different background. What's up with that, dude?
I'm in a different room.
You're in a different room. Did you get upgraded or downgraded?
Well, I don't have to put up a banner behind me, so that's an upgrade. I'm actually in my son's old bedroom.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is that the safe room?
Pineapple.
I'm in the same room. The safe word
is meatloaf, because I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Oh, that's a good one.
There you go.
Wow, man, I haven't thought about that.
Well,
that's a good one.
Sorry.
So I'm in the same room, but I blurred my thing because my room is usually a mess anyway. But we had a air conditioner that the thing backed up the drain for the air conditioner, and I had water in the closet, so the closet had to be dumped out. And
so you came out of the closet.
Everything came out of the closet.
You and everything else came out.
Everything. Carpet, nice. Padding, everything come out of the closet. It was wet in there. So anyway.
Amazing.
It's fixed. Now I just got to get it, put it back in there. So that was two closets that had to be taken apart. So anyway.
Ridiculous. So what do you guys want to talk about tonight? We got to come up with a plan. We got no plan.
Can we first bring up, it's got to be brought up, Miss Olivia Newton-John has passed away, and that was yesterday. She is up to, other than Karen Carpenter, she's the second most angelic voice that I know. And she will be missed. I was mowing the grass today when I got home and put her greatest hits on, and I was listening to it. And
gosh, how many times did you sing Physical while you was out there pushing?
You know, of all the songs that she's done, I know that was one of her most popular songs as far as.
Here's a big shocker. Dennis doesn't like that song.
I'm not a fan of that song. I really ain't. I'm more Magic is one of my favorites.
Yeah. A lot of that early 80s stuff, you know, it was a departure from her normal.
Sure.
You know, for lack of a better term, goody two shoes image that she had.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Magic, and I like Magic, and then I like what's the other one? Strange Twist of Fate. I guess it was
Xanadu. That Xanadu is your favorite.
Xanadu is not a bad. It's not a bad song.
No, I just expect you to say that.
Yeah, but anyway, no, I.
Well, now here is
I'm
a strange,
big fan. So.
Here is a strange coincidence. She passed away on the 40th anniversary of the release of Xanadu.
Isn't that weird?
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah,
and we just watched Grease last weekend.
Wow.
Is that weird?
And there is. And there is a Kiss connection, because on that one song that she did, Eric Singer is playing drums on the video.
He's only on the video. He's not on the recording.
Oh, is it just the video? Okay.
Correct.
There's some Kiss trivia for you.
There you go.
The only reason I know that is because someone else posted it, because I didn't even know Eric Singer had ever been in the same room with her.
Actually, I hadn't known that. Also, a local person, Andy Timmons, was her guitar player for a long time too. And he posted today, he said, I'll be posting more about it later on. And he said, just right now, I just thank everybody who's, you know, sent him a message and everything. But Andy Timmons is a guy that he's from Evansville. Well, actually He says he's from Texas, but he's from Evansville.
I think I always heard that it was his wife that made him say he was from
that's
Texas.
That's what it is. I'm not going to bring that up, but yeah.
I did.
No, he is an Evansville boy. He played with the band here was the Buster Brown. He played with Buster Brown earlier on and played out at Funky's and all of the local haunts here.
Oh, that was way before my Evansville time.
Oh, yeah. Say, this was
Alan doesn't was, have any
that
idea.
That actually predates my 83. That was late 70s is when that was.
Oh, yeah.
But Annie Timmons,
I was still in single digits in the late 70s.
But no, Annie Timmons, oh, he did post a picture of him and her on stage. And so
it's too bad, man.
Yeah, I hate it. But, you know, she had a rough, you know, few years here in the last few years. She's had three times reoccurring.
Well, yeah, she's been battling
cancer,
breast cancer off and on since 92.
I think the last time she said, I was talking to my wife last night, and I think this time, of course, she had a double mastectomy the last time, and now this time it was in her bones, and she basically just said, you know what? She basically just, I think weed was the only thing she did. She smoked weed just got to take the pain away and said, you know what? I'm 70-something. This is third go around. It's pretty spread, so you know what, just
there's a point,
you know, it
that happens.
There comes a point, and my wife and I have had this discussion before. Yep. Quality of life is
exactly,
you know, more important to most of us than quantity of life.
Exactly
Yep.
Anyway,
I would agree.
We all hate to hear that, but you know, she's up there now singing with the angels, so anyway,
there you go. Well, that was a bummer.
So yeah. On to
can only go up from here now.
On to bigger and better things, or brighter things. I won't say better. I know Bill has been to several concerts these past few months, and I have been to several concerts this past few months. How many have you been to, Dennis?
I've been lacking in the concert. I have had zero.
Wow, man. Absolutely. You got to get it together.
Seriously.
Dude.
I did buy tickets to go see Hades Town.
What is that?
It is a Broadway show that's coming to the Fox Theater in St. Louis. My son wanted to go see it real bad, so we're all three of us are going to see that. It's a Grammy winning, Tony winning musical, so I'm gonna go see that.
Speaking of Broadway, guess what's coming to Evansville?
SpongeBob,
The Book of Mormon.
Is it seriously?
Oh, really? I'm so excited.
Have you seen that? Have you seen it?
I have not seen it. Laura has seen it, and Ian has seen it, and my mother-in-law got to see it.
Did they see that at Louisville?
I don't know where they saw it.
That's where we went to. We went to Louisville and seen it, and it just popped up on my thing here recently on Facebook. I forgot how many years it's been, but it's cringe. It's cringeworthy at times, but
you know, she's like, there's going to be people that are going to get mad and get offended and stomp out and leave. And I'm like,
oh, yeah, you're
well, most of the people that are going to that probably know that it was written by Matt Stone and Trey Parker. And you know what you're getting with the South Park guys.
Exactly. But no, it's extremely entertaining. Actually, if it is coming, is it? I'm going to find out. When is that? Is it sometime here in the fall?
Laura knows. I don't know yet. They're doing like five or six, maybe seven or eight. They're doing several Broadway shows at the center here in Evansville. But what they're doing is they're trying to get people to buy like season passes, basically. Oh, yeah. So the general public isn't going to get access to the passes or whatever until whatever their sale is. So they'll go on sale sometime in late, I think she said late September.
Yeah, they do that in Indy all the time too.
And the only other concert issue I have or things coming up is I did buy my season tickets for the Evansville Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh.
So I've got, Kelly and I have tickets for all the shows next season. So there you go.
Right on.
So welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast. We're going to try to talk about some rock music tonight.
I'm sorry, I didn't do any rock. So
we've been to the Philharmonic. We've been
mute my button and let you guys talk rock
or two. I'm just messing with you, man. He almost had wings there for a second. You notice that?
He
leaned back and he had wings. I'm like, it's Satan.
Looks like he's got a big ear now. Yeah, for those of you who aren't on the video portion of this show, Dennis has his background blurred, and when he moves around every once in a while, you can see something back there.
Yeah, some of those things I have questions about. I'm not going to ask them now.
Right. So anyway, tell us about some of your concerts this summer, Bill.
Well, let's see. Man, I don't remember when we talked about this last, but I cannot get my phone to unlock at the moment. For some reason. There we go. So I've done this for the first time. I actually kind of kept a list of the shows I've been to. So this year so far, that's the list. So for those of you that can't see it, I think it's 16 so far.
Wow.
Anyway, impressive. And I got a couple more on the rise. And so I think I'll start with July 16th. I went to see Keith Urban with my son Alex. That was a phenomenal show. I have been wanting to see him for years. Definitely have a respect for him. So we're not talking about rock either yet, right?
I was going to say, where's the rock at, Bill? Starts, right?
Now, Keith Urban is a rock and guitar player.
That dude, that is true. That dude is not a noodler.
He has got some magic fingers, and I'm sure Nicole Kidman will agree.
Yeah,
he's married.
But actually, Laura and I went and saw Keith Urban 3 or 4 years ago in Louisville, and it was a fantastic show.
Yeah, I will go again for sure.
So will we.
For sure. I mean, it was really, really good. He did a great. Really great job interacting with the crowd, and he these two girls. Now, quick story: these women had a sign holding up, "Hey, we want to get our picture taken or whatever." They're right in the middle, and so he pulls them up there, and he says, "So where are your husbands at?" And they say, "Well, they're at home." He goes, "Well, let's call them." So he calls one of the husbands, and he didn't answer the phone. And she said, "What?" He said, "Well, are you sure he's really at home? I mean, he's really giving her a bunch of shit." And then he called the other one, and he answered the phone, and he's like, "Hello?" He goes, "Hello, it's Keith Urban." And he goes, "God damn!" It's funny. it was really funny. Anyway, he talked to him for a couple of minutes, and he goes, "Hey, do you know your buddy, whatever his name was, Mark or whatever it is?" And he goes, "Yeah, he's at home." He goes, "Are you sure he's not at a strip club?" I mean, it's just like,
yeah.
And while they're talking, the guy calls his wife back. He's got the phone, and he goes, "I'm not talking to him." So he wouldn't talk to him.
That's funny.
It was really funny.
He pulled somebody up on stage when we were there and sang happy birthday to her. So
yeah. So it was a great show. Yeah. He played for good 2 hours and 15 minutes or something like that. It was a really good show. Very definitely worth it. Then the next show I went after that was to see Chris Stapleton. So I did a little country jaunt there. I've liked Chris Stapleton for a long time, but I would not go see Chris Stapleton again. It was good, but it was
really,
well, it was, a lot of it sounded the same, and I guess I listened to it in the background a lot. So I don't really pay that close of attention. I mean, I'm listening to it, but it's not like, and really it did. So, it was good. I'm glad I went, but I don't have to go again.
I've seen him. Like I said, he opened for Guns N' Roses, and yeah. I was impressed. I'm not a country
guy. Yeah, he's good player stuff. It's just when you see Keith Urban and you go see Chris Stapleton, they're like ends of the
spectrum. He doesn't jump around or move around or
walk around or
don't do anything. He just kind of stands there.
Sounded great, but yeah. Then I went to, on the 27th, went to see the Eagles tribute band. Actually, it's supposed to be the best Eagles tribute band in the country. They're called Seven Bridges. And they had their own touring bus and all that kind of jazz. So that's like the real deal. They were great.
They hold up to being the best tribute band?
They did a great job. They did a really good job. It was impressive.
But the tickets didn't cost $400 a piece.
The tickets were free. Because it was at a venue in Franklin and a new outdoor amphitheater they opened, which is really, really nice. Then that was on the 27th. So the last 8 days, I've been to 4 shows. So
wow,
the Seven Bridges thing. Then on last Sunday, week ago yesterday, went to see Blackberry Smoke in Brown County, which was phenomenal. Great show.
You like that venue too.
I like the venue too. We actually ended up with seats in the handicap section because that's what was on sale and that's what we bought. Right. And we were right in the center. Couldn't have been really any better. Great seats, and they were really good.
They probably looked at you and said, "Hey, Grandpa, come on, come over."
Yeah. Well, Lisa took her grandpa because she took me, so I sat in there. Anyway, the funny thing is though, I didn't have a seat. So we get up there and there's one seat like there, like a seat there. And then there was no seat. And I'm like, ask the person, I'm like, I have a ticket. And she goes, yeah, that's your seat. And I go, there's no chair. And she goes, yeah, we'll get you a folding chair in a bit. I'm like, this is going to be great. So it was actually a very comfortable folding chair, to be honest. So that went pretty well. Then Noah came to town on Monday. So on Wednesday last week, we went to see a country rock guy named Coe Wetzel. And definitely this was more of a rock show than a country show when he came on. The first two, the openers were more country. That dude was off the charts, kind of rock stuff that you could call a little bit of country. His voice was country, but the show, the musicians were definitely not country. Let's see, fireworks about after every song, flames, smoke, big pillars of fire. I mean, he was like, it was on. And I never Kiss heard
fan?
A guy.
Was he a Kiss fan?
I think he was. Actually, he was. I saw a couple of Kiss t-shirts there. So there people must have known. I did not wear one. And it was really good, actually. I enjoyed it. Didn't know a lot of the music, but he was pretty good. I can tell you, it was so much of a rock show that I think I heard the F-bomb more than I've heard at any rock show ever in my life.
Hmm.
Maybe more than even Nickelback, which they thought they needed to say that every other word, because that was... But, really, I was like, wow, this is like, could you say it one more time? It was just odd. You know, it's kind of like when you go to those country shows, you may hear something like that once or twice, but not that much. Hmm. Then Sunday night, to finish the week or start the week, we went to see Pat Benatar at the State Fairgrounds.
There you go.
For the ripe old cost of $10 a person. And it was the same set list when you look back that she'd been doing at venues all over the country for like 50 or 60 bucks.
I saw her 2 years ago here at the Victory. Fantastic show. I mean, it was fantastic.
Yep. She did a great job. She did not do Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
She doesn't do that no more.
And I don't know why she, why does she not do that anymore?
Because of the shootings, she won't sing it anymore.
Oh,
she didn't sing it for like 20 years. Cause she just hates that fucking song. She admitted she hates it. She's burned out on it. Wow. Then she started singing it again, and now she's not singing it again because of the school shootings. And I'm like going, no, you're just using an excuse because you hate that fucking song.
Well, I didn't know that. That's cool. And
you know what? If I don't hear that song, it doesn't bother me a bit, to be honest.
But still, when you're with people that don't know anything but the hits.
But Nick plays the guitar like a madman.
He had a drummer and a bass player this time, too.
Yeah, that's what it was when I saw them, and they good were show. Very, very good. Yes.
So the next thing I have up is Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett. That's on the 16th.
When did you do that? Where Rudolph?
16th. Nope, it's at Lucas Oil.
Oh, it's a stadium tour, dude.
Oh, it is a stadium tour. That's right.
It's fucking. It's really fucking massive.
I know. Yep. I didn't. I'm cheap.
$25, dude.
I know.
That's where I'm going.
I just can't. I can't see. The thing is, I paid
this much to go see that show.
The problem is, Bill, you have the opportunity to go to these shows because you live less than an hour from.
That's correct.
From Indianapolis. Plus, you're on the same time zone. For me to go to Indianapolis is impossible. You can't move. Make it there.
They have jobs up there.
I can't build cars.
Kelly can get a job up. You can build cars up there, dude. There are four plants up there. You can work up there, Kelly. Anyway. Trust me, there's plenty of jobs for Kelly.
I know. We're just we're gonna stay here. Anyway.
That's been my concert tour season. But I think I just completed number 16 for the year so far.
That's incredible.
Which is a pretty big number. So and I do have another one on the bill. I have Carrie Underwood in October that I already have tickets for.
Damn, I think my last one was Mammoth.
Jesus, dude, that was a year ago.
That's been a minute.
I know. That's my last. Well, when we went to Rockin' Pod, went and seen that little show that they had.
Yeah, I didn't count that.
But other than that, I haven't been to a show. So there's been nothing here that's been worth seeing. Oh, I take that back. Marshall Tucker Band.
And again,
that was terrible.
You haven't seen anything worth seeing.
But Dave Mason was good, though. So that's Dave Mason and Marshall Tucker was the last show that I've seen. And it was fucking horrible.
Say it was bad, did you? I'm just kidding.
It was terrible.
I bought some records here and there, but I don't know if they have anything really to show. But Nothing.
Like Alan can talk about his. He's got Alan's got some great concerts too.
Yeah, he's got. Alan's been hanging out there at the old venues.
Well, you know, I already talked. You know, my friend Rob went to the Motley Crue Def Leppard Stadium show in Cleveland.
Right,
Cleveland Rocks.
He went on Thursday night, the same night that I was in Indianapolis or Noblesville,
right,
at Ruoff to see the Doobie Brothers, and he was texting me. I was like, I'm pretty sure Motley Crue's faking this whole thing. And, of course, now there has been video leaked that show the song start before Tommy gets back to his drum set. I was like, he can play them drums without any sticks. He is fancy.
They're like, Vince Neil's using a teleprompter. No, Vince Neil's using backing tracks because the dude's only, he's not singing at all.
Well, you know, I'm going to say some of them songs he was not using backing tracks. You could tell which ones he was using backing tracks for and which ones he weren't, because some of them it was just...
Right.
And I mean, it was, I was going to say inaudible, but it was very audible. It was just unintelligible. That's the word I was trying to think
probably.
But anyway, on July the 5th, Brian Harris and I went to Nashville and saw Rod Stewart and Cheap Trick at Bridgestone in Nashville. And I think I already said that, but I'm going to say Bridgestone in Nashville three or four times.
Lucky dog. Lucky dog.
But I'm going to tell you what, I was honestly expecting, you know, Rod Stewart is 77 years old. I was really expecting his voice not to be that great, and boy, was I ever wrong.
He still sounds really good.
For all the concerts I went to in the month of July, that was my number two.
We had tickets for that show, too, but we couldn't go because somebody in my house got COVID.
Gosh. But
wouldn't me,
you know, Cheap Trick opened that show, and I was surprised because every time I've ever seen Cheap Trick, they open with "Hello There." They did not do that this time.
Really?
I was like, "What?"
Really?
I was really surprised because, you know, they always do a few of their hits,
sure.
You know, but they did "I Want You to Want Me," "Surrender," "The Dream Police." They did "The Flame." I don't think I've ever seen them do "The Flame" before.
I've heard
them
do.
I saw them do that whenever I saw them last time. Yeah,
I saw the Flame tour actually when they headlined. So there you go.
Yeah, that was when they were touring with Joan Jett.
What did they open with?
I don't know. It was a Cheap Trick song, I can tell you that.
It wasn't. But I know what it wasn't.
Now, what really shocked me, I know that Rick Nielsen's son is the drummer.
Sure.
But there was some other kid on stage singing and playing guitar. And I'm like, who the hell is that? And Brian's like, that's Robin Zander's son.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But that kid, I mean, he's got some pipes on him like his dad. He got up and sang lead on one song and sang co-lead on another one.
And then I saw a video that Tom Peterson's son's playing something. He's been at shows, too, because I saw that online.
So are we looking at Cheap Trick, too?
Well, that's going to be pretty 2.0. At least closer to
the
real band. I mean, at least from a... DNA perspective.
Does Bunny have a son or daughter that plays anything?
I don't know. So after the July 5th show on the 14th, I went to Noblesville to see the Doobie Brothers. You know, that's the show that I got tickets for way back in 2020 when that got shut down, and then rescheduled for 2021, and then it got rescheduled again. And honest to God, I was sitting in my seat expecting for them to say, show's canceled or show's postponed. But
this was Michael McDonald with them, too?
Michael McDonald was with them.
I wish I could have seen it with them.
I'm going to tell you something. It was pretty funny because everybody walked out on stage, blah, 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 and then Michael McDonald comes out and the place just erupts, you know. So they play a few songs, and they're tearing it up, and the Doobie Brothers is probably going to be my favorite concert for this entire year.
Oh, I'm sure.
But they're tearing it up, and then Tom Johnston starts introducing the band, and he introduces Pat Simmons, and, you know, clap, clap, clap. And the bass player, who is he's either from Evansville or he has ties to Evansville somehow. Yeah. But, you know, the crowd did the thing and then the percussion, and then they introduced Tom Johnston, and, you know, the crowd was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they're like, and Mr. Michael McDonald, and the place just, it was so fucking loud. It was hilarious. So I'm pretty sure that Michael McDonald has been the pull for that entire tour.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know what? But there is two groups of Doobie Brother fans.
My buddy Art is one of those guys.
And there is the Michael McDonald lovers and the Michael McDonald haters. It's crazy how it is.
But I will give, you know, my friend Art, because he and I always jib at each other about our favorite bands.
Right.
But I will give him credit because he was like, you know, I've softened up in my old age and, you know, I've got to give Michael a lot more credit than I have been giving him.
Right.
But I still want to hear Tom Johnson sing instead.
I mean, Michael McDonald lengthened their career by a shitload with the hits and the, you know, the things that came out, you know, later on. But yeah, no, I'm like you. I'd love to see I've never seen Michael McDonald. I'd love to see him live. I bet it was awesome.
Yeah. But that was a great show. They did not have an opener. They didn't play for Laura's over there making faces at me.
Oh.
But
see, when they played in Evansville out of Mesker, that was one of the last shows at Mesker. Pat Simmons' son opened up. He had a band.
Yeah, they
did
not.
Wasn't too bad.
Gene Simmons?
Huh? No.
They did not have an opening act. Art said they typically play for about 2.5 hours, and he had sent me the set list from a show a couple nights before that.
Sure.
So I was following along the set list, and I noticed some of this shit ain't jiving.
Right.
You know, they only played 2 hours at Noblesville, and they changed up a couple of songs. They actually played 3 songs off of their new album, Liberté, which that's pretty cool. They were really good songs.
Right.
Nice.
And it was funny because after they got done with the 3rd song off that album, and they're like, now back to what you really wanted to hear.
Yeah,
and
no shit.
The rest of the night.
The shitter's emptied out.
Yeah. No, actually, I will have to say for all the concerts that I've been to recently that people don't sit still. For the Doobie Brothers show, hardly anybody got out of their seats. They were focused on the show
really?
The whole night. I was impressed.
Everybody sat down the entire time?
There were a couple of times that people stood up, which kind of pissed me off because I didn't want to have to stand up.
But... Yeah, most of the people at the Doobie Brothers concert don't want to stand up.
And what is funny
some
of the smells I was expecting to smell at the Doobie Brothers concert, I didn't smell.
Really?
But the next night in Cincinnati at the Motley Crue concert more than made up for that.
Yeah, I guarantee it.
For sure.
We've experienced that before at Ruhoff. Bill and I.
Yeah. So I will have to say, after going from Nashville to Noblesville to Cincinnati, all of that in that close a period of time, you know, I'm ready to be a road dog and be a rock star, but I was ready to go to bed when I got home. And I was thankful that I didn't have to get up and go to work the next day.
How many days were in that? How many days was that? Was it a... is that over how much of a length?
Well, the
time?
Rod Stewart was July the 5th, and then Doobies was July the 14th, and Motley Crue and Def Leppard was July the 15th.
So that was
drive to Noblesville, drive home, drive to Cincinnati, drive home, all in the same nights. Because I had...
you didn't go directly from Indianapolis to Cincinnati?
Why would I do that? I was with 2 different sets of people.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I had to go to work.
Oh, okay.
No, actually, I didn't have to go to work the next day.
I'm like, because I had taken off, but I drove my ass to Cincinnati.
I would have saved my ass
well,
3 hours.
I couldn't because I was with 2 different groups of people. Gotcha. But the Cincinnati thing, we left real early in the day because the show started at like 3:30 or 4. Sure.
Yeah,
right.
You know, because there were 5 bands.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the next thing I got coming up in September at Louder Than Life, I'm going to go see that. And that's September the 20th.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Did you end up getting tickets for that?
I've not got them yet. I just don't know that I want to. I'm still.
Oh, they do. But you have to get the VIP, right?
No, they have regular.
Well, they don't.
They have regular
they do have
GA tickets.
Well, I wish I'd known that. I would have bought. Are they still available?
Yeah, I think so.
And when is this?
The weekend
September
of September 24th.
September 24th. I got something. I got a fucking reunion that day. God damn it. Sorry, Mom.
I do too. A reunion with.
And then the day before, I don't think I have any concerts in October. And the day before Thanksgiving, Brian and I are going to go down to Nashville to see Wasp.
Cool. Ah.
So I've seen some snippets of some of the stuff on the current tour, and it looks like it's pretty good.
I seen one song the other day. It was like his first show, and it was okay. He didn't have his great big monolith of a thing. It didn't look like his
I hope he doesn't, because you know that's a sorry excuse for why you can't do a show, because you can't put your mic stand in.
So Bill,
I'll think about going to the Accept show, maybe
when
in Nashville.
I find that acceptable.
What day is that? On a weekday or is it on a weekend?
Accept. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's on a Thursday, I think. So yeah, I'm thinking about doing that.
I could do that, but I would just be cutting it close. Where is that going to be at? Do you know?
In Nashville.
Nashville.
Is it at a Sin?
Oh, no. It's at a club, dude.
Okay.
It's at Marathon Music Center.
So it'll be later in the afternoon. So it'll be like 8 o'clock show probably. Because I can get off work on time, I'll go down there. I'll go down for that. I've been just waiting to get tickets for that. Yeah, that's something that I'm going to look at. And I'm still, now that you said that they've opened up this larger than life thing, I'm gonna try to
louder than life.
Whatever.
Oh, go ahead.
I just didn't really
Google larger than life. I'll see you there.
Yeah, I liked it. Well, you're going to be VIP, and I'll be just peeing.
I'm probably going to be VIP in a lot because I have a driver and a hotel, so I might lit up.
Yeah, I'd like to go. I don't know. I haven't been to any shows this Harley this year, and I'd like to go just to be able to see it. You know, a pretty good show. But yeah. So yeah, you guys have seen some good stuff.
We have been around.
Yeah. Oh, real quick. Can I talk about?
Yeah.
Okay, so sure. I've actually had
which
this
one?
For a while.
Now, hey, dude, you can't see that at all. So you might as well put it.
Now you can.
Now you can. But
so this is. I got this here a few weeks ago. This is the Donington.
So for those who are on audio only,
right? Donington Kiss Live, Monsters of Rock, August 17th, 1996. Fantastic album. It has to be almost my favorite Kiss Live album. We had this discussion this afternoon with our friends. And it
you
is
are
probably,
wrong, but that's it, okay. No, I'm it's kidding. I'm
really,
kidding.
It's a really good album. And I do have another one that I bought through the auction. I have paid Ashley. It's just, I to go into Evansville is like pulling teeth. And I find every excuse not to want to drive into Evansville. So I called her and I paid her for it. And it's sitting at the record store. If I ever get in there to pick it up.
Which one's that one for?
So I got Cake, Fashion Nugget. I got a copy of that.
Oh.
And you know, you guys like Cake?
No. I love Cake.
No, I mean, not the one you eat, but the one you play on the record or record player. Anyway.
Well, honestly, Cake is one of those bands that I know the songs that they played on the radio. Right.
Yeah, I couldn't. That they if played, you told me they played that song, I would go, okay.
It has the distances on that album. So if that tells you anything, that's one of their first songs that they came out with. But anyway, they had it on the auction the other night, and I picked up for, I think, 20 something bucks. So I went ahead and got it. And then, like I said, I paid her for it. And it's been like 4 weeks ago, and I just need to get in there.
Let me jump in here real quick, since we're talking about live Kiss albums. Today is August the 9th.
Oh, good segue.
And it is the 27th anniversary of the recording of the MTV Unplugged from Kiss.
For a lot of you guys, in our little conversation this afternoon, is one of your favorite live Kiss albums.
You want to know why it's my favorite live Kiss album?
Why is it?
Because it's a live Kiss album.
That's true.
They could not go in and edit. They had no creative control over it. That's why if you've ever seen the uncut, unedited version, you know, there are some of them songs they do three or four times because they played them until they got them right.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite from the Uncut Unplugged is when they come out and do 2000 Man, and after it's over, before the guitars are done strumming or whatever, ACL's, fuck yeah! So they had to play it again.
That's kind of why I like the soundboards, because they are soundboard recordings. I don't know how much doctoring they've done on them. No, I don't know.
Well, but I like best about that Donington is they've got Paul's guitar pan hard right.
Fantastic.
And Ace's hard left, or vice versa.
And the bass.
You know, I've listened to it a couple times, but I like that they've got that stuff separated out so you can hear everything. And the drums, it's like thunder.
It's great. I mean, it's a good album for sure.
The bass sounds really good, and I think that actually Gene's vocals are not as good as usual. I don't know if he was having a bad day that day. He's a little hoarse a little bit, and Paul's just on fire. Do we need to, Bill?
I need to take a quick break.
All right, I'm gonna hit the pause button. Y'all hang tight. Now back to your scheduled program.
There you go.
That's a great record. I mean, yeah, great record, no question about it.
All the soundboards have been really good, but this one here is my favorite. Like I said, I've got the Tokyo.
I saw one. Somebody had posted a song the other day from. Is there one that's not out yet or just came out?
No, you're talking about that from '83.
Yes,
Keep It Coming from Creatures. That's from the Sam Loomis.
That's not from a soundboard.
No, that is a soundboard. That is a soundboard.
That got posted and yanked down pretty quickly.
Yes,
I saw it though.
Yeah, well, I heard it too, and it sounded fucking good.
That's really good.
That is a great song to play live. That is one of my favorite songs on Creatures. That part where it gets into that breakdown, that dun 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 dun. I just fucking love that. Paul's voice, actually, Alan and I were just talking about that during your little break. But the funny thing is that recording, Paul's voice is spectacular. Everything's played a little too fast, but of course Kiss wanted it played a little faster. But Vinny just I listened to quite a bit of those soundboards from '83, and Vinny just overplays the shit out of everything that he does. It's like, dude, mellow out a little bit. Now I can do it, you know, on the stuff that he wrote and stuff that they did on Creatures, that's fine. But you know, when you're doing Deuce or you're doing Black Diamond and shit like that, dude, you don't need to play a half a million notes. Play what the fucking notes that everybody knows.
Quarter of a million notes is plenty, Vinny.
Exactly. Just slow down just a bit. Oh, and if you haven't heard, Vinny's got a big secret. Something's coming out.
Oh,
it's going to be that box set that everybody paid for 30 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But you know what?
Watch me hold my breath. No,
I had an epiphany this morning on the way to work. Because you know, you always heard been Rick rolled. You're going to be Ross rolled. I'll just leave it at that. I haven't been Ross rolled, but Vinny's going to do a Ross roll.
So what else we got going on?
Man, I don't know.
I've been waiting for the next Sam Loomis shit to come out. I don't know.
There's a lot of cool. Some of those are really cool videos.
I tell you what, seeing that Destroyer video, it's a Super 8 video from the side of the stage at the worst angle of that stage. But to see that stage, there's very few pictures of it, period. But seeing video of that stage, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to have seen it from a different angle where you could see it better. But it's really cool.
I just want to go on record and say whoever was the one that yanked out of those off of YouTube and shared them, thank you. I've downloaded them and not watched but one. Actually, the one that I watched was the 1975 Largo / Landover. You know?
Yep. Right.
I love that one. Just for the simple fact that it's got Ladies in Waiting in it.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the thing that I've learned about it, those and then watching those then and watching like Ace now.
Right.
He was so technically like in the pocket then, and he is so freaking lazy now. I mean, it's just.
Yep.
I get it. I mean, I understand it. It's an age thing. But I mean, you know, I never understood. At the time, you know, people kept saying that he was such an influence. I mean, I've heard people say that before, right? You know, other music, you know, guitarists, how much of an influence.
In his prime, listen to him, Bill, kinda like, he was amazing.
But yeah, he really was amazing. He did some amazing videos, things.
And the funny thing is all, I went through a bunch of those just really re-released. I was trying to watch them as fast as I could before they got yanked off the internet. And I don't condone or anything about these videos, but you know, if they're there, I'm gonna fucking watch them. So I condone them. Fuck you. So anyway,
somebody share them. I can condone them.
But anyway, it was funny because I was watching one from it was a 74 or no, it's actually 74, 75 early. I think it was during the Dress to Kill tour, but Ace was not doing a solo, but doing not his like solo, but doing a, just a real extended lead. And like you said, his fucking technique, I mean, he was just fucking on. The next video was something from like later on.
It's a wreck.
During his solo. And it's like going, is this the same motherfucker playing the guitar? I mean, it's so bad. I mean, I'm like going, oh my God.
I'm going to guess that the difference between 78 or, you know, 74 and the later show was liquor.
Oh. Or whatever you want to
do. Other substances.
Amongst whatever else you could get.
But I do love watching those old shows and just watching Gene. Man, Gene was just on fucking
all
fire.
Over that stage.
He is moving around like, and not just for the first song. I mean, you watch him through throughout the show, his movements, jumping around, this, that, the looks he was giving, the things he was doing. It's fucking incredible, dude.
You know, one of the things that really amazed me about that set too was the Alive 2 commercial, when they showed the Alive 2 commercial.
Right.
And watching that, I'm like, that was my first show. Wow. Watching that commercial, I was like, crazy. That was my first show.
That's pretty awesome.
That was pretty cool to see that. That was
mine. Was the Shitty Benny show. But no, I love watching all these old videos, especially the Super 8 stuff, just because it's so raw. And seeing the different, you know,
that's all they had back then, dude.
But I'm saying, watching the different side views and this views mm-hmm. and this views and whoever took these films. And I tell you what, and they also, before it got pulled originally, they had the extended Cadillac, all the Cadillac footage that was shot. A lot of the backstage and or back things when they were getting ready to go on get to the parade, and a lot of the back parade stuff. I'm surprised somebody didn't get killed. There's kids running, darting in between the fucking limousines and shit. And I'm like, going, somebody didn't get run over that day. How did that happen? You know. But I'm enjoying the shit out of this stuff, and whoever's posting it, keep posting it. I'm just having a great time. I'm not guessing who it is. I don't care who it is. Just keep posting that shit. Give me time to look at it.
The only downside, in my opinion, is to whoever keeps posting that stuff is, you know, it would seem to me that at some point after Kiss finally does get off the road, that they would, you know, maybe want to release some of that stuff. And where's the incentive to do that now?
Well, I think you can actually get it. I think that will be the issue. That'll be what people are clamoring for.
Oh, I don't know.
We've seen it. Now, do we actually have it? No, I don't have a DVD with it on there. See, my thing is, though, just Kiss probably doesn't even own.
You must be from the 1900s.
I'm not saying Kiss.
What do you mean? They got Blu-ray now, dude.
Whatever. It's on my 16mm film. I had my 8mm transferred to 16mm. We're good now. We got dice the picture.
Pull up my DVD.
I'm guessing that the Super 8 stuff was people that owned it. It sold to somebody, whoever this, you know, I don't know if it was Gooch or whoever, but Kiss probably doesn't, they probably have no ownership of that. The visual rights to those films were whoever took them. So Kiss probably hasn't ever, hell, they may have never even seen these things. Who knows, you know?
It's hard to say, you know.
It is hard to say. I know. I mean, the only thing that they would have some is of the official stuff release they, stuff. Or
yeah,
official
some of the
tape.
Stuff they didn't put on Kissology was because they didn't want to pay what whoever wanted.
Exactly.
You know, which is that just being financially responsible, or is that just, I just don't want to pay you?
But anyway, no, I think there'll be enough. I mean, there's enough stuff that Kiss has that they can keep. This machine will keep cranking out shit for God knows how long. And even if I got, like, say, if you get a bootleg copy for shit, they put it out on an album and make it color. Everybody buys 18 copies of it anyway. Who cares? I mean, they'll buy every version of it just to have a version. So really, I think this actually releasing some of this stuff actually makes people want more, to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, it certainly got everyone's attention.
It certainly caused a firestorm too. I mean,
I tell you what, I've been reading some of the comments on some of the Facebook pages and the private pages. And I mean, people, there's threats and all. I mean, there's all kinds of shit going on. People fucking, you know, blaming people.
And I think I think some of that's all just diversion.
I think, you know, nobody knows who it is or what it is, or, you know, everybody's guessing and throwing out names, and, you know, it is what it is.
Some of it, you know, in my opinion, has gotten to the point that it's a little bit slanderous or libelous.
It got that way about a week after it started happening.
Yeah, and I think the longer that continues on, if it does continue on, there'll be some people that will start putting the kibosh to that stuff.
The brakes will be thrown, and it'll be thrown from a higher up that has more power and money.
Well, or one of the people that's being slandered is going to put an end to it by just saying, look, we're done with this.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
We got anything else?
But I'm enjoying the shit.
I don't think I have anything else.
No, I don't either. Nope. Did you get some albums, Bill, or you said you didn't?
You know, I've got some stuff. I just don't know what I've shown and what I haven't shown.
Keep it for the next time.
So it's hard to tell. I don't know anymore.
It was good to be able to just all of us get together
just
and
chat,
talk and shit.
Yeah.
We haven't done it. Like I said, I haven't. That's weird. People don't believe this, but we don't talk. I mean, we talk all the time, but we don't talk about show stuff to each other beforehand. So I didn't know anything about any of these concerts you guys have seen. I'd be like, going, God damn it, I want to have a show so I can hear about it, if they were good or bad or what, you know. But we save it all for you guys.
Save it for the crew.
Save all my love. I'm not gonna bring that up
anyway. Well, if you ain't gonna bring it up, then I'm gonna take us out of here.
Get out of here,
y'all. Visit agesofrock.com. Visit agesofrock.com. I'm going to stutter all night. Visit agesofrock.com. Visit. God damn it, Dennis. You may.
I could stop that one.
agesofrock.com. Past media. Shit. I ain't cutting none of this out of you. Social media links, past episodes, and all of that bullshit. And until next time, y'all peace out. Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.